I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Yeah, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
All right, full disclosure. Thanks for watching. Froggy and Nate and Danielle and I are all just...
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. Well, we had Jeff Goldblum on before, so I almost like died from like a choking attack on my cough.
I saw you off to the edge because yes! you went like over there.
I right. went to the left and I quickly turned the microphone down and I'm like, I'm like dying. It was terrible.
Oh. Anyway, how you feeling, Nate?
I'm running out of gas. Like I used up all of the energy and but. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're here, and we thank you for coming in. There's Brody. Hi, Brody. How you doing today?
Good. Good morning, boy. Everyone.
Good morning. I tell you what, and there's Garrett. Can we just talk about how exciting it was to spend time with Jeff Goldblum on our show?
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's royalty. Cool. He's honestly royalty. Like, I wish I could have told him how he scarred my childhood.
Oh, tell us now.
So, do you guys remember that movie from the 80s called The Fly?
Of course.
He played a fly.
I never even saw the movie, but I saw one of the trailers when we went to the movie theater. And the trailer, he's got like these spines coming out of his back. And I was just horrified. So, for the next 2 years, I would wake up crying in the middle of the night. And my mom would say, well, what's the matter? Like, the fly's coming to get me.
Poor Nate.
He had those pieces I'm glad you didn't tell him. Falling off in the sink?
I'm glad you didn't tell him that story as, while he was
well,
on
no, guest. He had such an impact on my life, you know? And then, you know, Jurassic Park and I mean, he was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. What a great movie that was.
Right. No, he's been in a million fantastic films. Independence Day, one of my favorites.
Yes.
That's right.
Anyway, so Jeff Goldblum. Oh, God. See, Nate.
Sorry.
I know we can't turn your mic off, so we're stuck with you. Jeff Goldblum. I'm looking at my list here. Not only were we talking about his season two of The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which debuts tomorrow on Disney+, but also, he's back together with his band. If you're following him on Instagram, which you should be, he's playing and jamming out with them on a stage. We've got Jurassic World Dominion coming out in June of this coming year.
And can't wait for that. Can't wait.
Yeah.
His debut jazz album is out. He directed a short film called Little Surprises, which is nominated for Academy Award. Because He's Jeff Goldblum is a book written about him, but he did not write it.
Oh wow.
He says that's one weird. Day he's going to get to it so he can learn more about himself.
I have a Jeff Goldblum story. So
Hold on. He's joining the fifth season of the HBO Max series Search Party as Tonal Quinn. Huh. Okay, yes. Yes, yeah. Garrett.
So right outside our building is where most of us park our cars. So I was walking to my car after the show one day, and a gentleman was right next to my car on the phone. I said, excuse me, you know, because I wanted to get in my car. Turns out it was one and only Jeff Goldblum.
No way!
What? Cool. Shut up!
Just hanging outside our building?
Yes. With very tight pants.
When was this?
That's so great.
About 6 months ago.
No kidding! Wow. You should have told him. Stop stalking our building, Jeff.
Well, get off my car. I mean,
look, you know, we interview a lot of people on the show, but when you can get Jeff Goldblum on your show, wow. I mean, he's
awesome.
That's an awesome get. It is a big get. It sure is.
And he's one of those people who's like a cult hit now. There's just a like crazy following of people who adore Jeff Goldblum and will like give up their significant other and everything that they've ever owned just to sniff the same air as he's breathing. It's crazy.
Can I ask a question, though? Do you think he deliberately speaks in that cadence, or that's just the way he speaks?
I don't know.
It's unmistakable. Like, if you could pick that voice and cadence anywhere out of thin air. I mean, that is Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Wow, so this has definitely been the We Love Jeff Goldblum 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Yes, it has been. We heard him a little bit before the interview started. He was talking to some of the people who were with him, and he was speaking exactly like that.
It was.
I mean, it was.
We didn't get to play the Jeff Goldblum impersonator that we had for Elvis's birthday.
Oh, God, thank God.
Because he didn't sound anything like Jeff Goldblum.
He didn't sound like
Jeff
Goldblum.
No, this one's from 2003. I don't even remember this.
Okay, we'll play it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I'd say
hello. Yes. Jeff Goldblum is here wishing a very luxuriously.
I'm so happy we did not play that for Jeff.
Seriously.
Well, it was Brody's idea.
Okay, scary.
It was, though.
Yeah, and I think the guy does a very good Jeff Goldblum, but Jeff Goldblum is a better Jeff Goldblum. And that's not from 2003.
It sounded more like Peter Griffin.
Yeah. It did.
Like, if you play at the beginning, Scare, just play the very beginning of it.
No, turn it off. Turn it off. Let's move on to something else.
If you watch his Apartments.com commercial, he makes that sound. Mm. He does apartment check. He does that.
Well, we can move on to something else.
Scary's idea to play it, dumbass.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. Like throw
Elvis,
each
hold
under
on
the
one
bus.
Second. I got to pick both of them up from being rolled over on the bus. So, one second. Let me pick Scary and Brody up from the floor.
Okay. So, what else are you. Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
I listen to you cough all day. No offense.
By the way, I'm sitting 2 feet from
me. I wanted to sit there. You
well,
said no, sit next to me.
Why you guys let him in without a mask on? He should be wearing a mask. Even if it's not COVID, which it's not, I know you've been tested, but.
Yeah.
Still, to prevent the germ from going all
point,
over, you should have a mask on.
I'm like a cockroach, man.
At this point, I don't think I'm contagious anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand how Scary never gets anything. I don't get it.
He's like never gotten sick. I've known him for...
Hold on a second. I was speaking with him on the phone last night. He sounded like he was getting congested to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I woke up this morning and I'm fine again.
Froggy.
I don't know what it is.
Frog, if you were a virus, would you go in there?
Even viruses have standards. Is that what you're saying, Brody?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You two. I don't want it.
You two have some, you have such sexual energy between you.
I know. Oh, God. The sexual tension is great.
Sexual tension is crazy.
Cut it with a knife.
Come on, you two. Get it done. Oh. Do it. Just do each other.
Well, it's funny because, Elvis, in my Zoom room, you're between Scary and Brody, so it's like you're breaking them up right now.
See, in my Zoom room, it's Scary. He's between Scary and Scotty.
Because we all have different views.
It's
in our Zoom
room. Crazy. It's
no,
so
but
weird.
I watched it this morning, Elvis. So Nate came in and he was very nice. He goes, hey, guys, I'm going to sit in the corner. And Scary's like, no, bro, sit next to me. Come on.
I felt bad.
He told him to take his mask off.
It was like he was in timeout. He was in timeout.
I don't care if I'm in time. I don't want to get you guys sick, but you're like, I'll be fine. Just sit next to me.
I have to tell you, I'm starting to get that tinge in the back of my throat when you feel like you're getting sick because you rub my shoulder.
That's not how mine started.
Oh. Yours is all in your head, Scotty.
Well, we'll see.
That's how mine started, Scotty. I had that little feeling.
Scotty thought he had Legionnaire's disease one day.
No, I didn't. You forced that upon me.
Didn't you have polio?
Yes.
He has a heart attack like every other day.
He does.
He's like, my arm hurts. I think I'm having a heart attack.
He thought he had diabetes one day and said, hey, if I need, can I borrow your insulin? I go, you need to go to a doctor for that first, Scotty.
Yeah, maybe a doctor should diagnose you. But can we go back to what Nate said a minute ago? He said this. He went, he said, I don't think I'm still contagious.
No.
Yeah,
how do you know?
And your droplets are getting, you know, if you drop it, and then you cough in your hand and you touch everything, don't do it.
I did some research. I did some research on the internet.
Oh, you did some research.
Only Aaron Rodgers do the same research, so.
I just sent my friend Rosanna a text. I said, oh, my God, we just interviewed Jeff Goldblum. She says, the actor? I'm thinking,
no, just some other guy named Jeff Goldblum.
Is there another Jeff Goldblum?
We got some guy in accounting.
Jeff Goldblum from accounting. Yeah. Interesting. I'm glad I'm an hour away from you right now, Nate, because I don't want to catch whatever.
Well, I was out. I did a UE and went home on Monday because I was driving here and I'm like, I can't go in. And then yesterday and Tuesday I was out. I'm like, how many sick days can I, like at some point you're going to come in.
Yeah, but if you put the Zoom on, it's not a sick day. You could have Zoomed us.
Yeah, you don't need to be coming in sick.
And I don't think anybody here is going to hold you to your sick days. If you're sick, I'm pretty sure they're going to say, you go ahead and sick, buddy.
If that's the case, I mean, Froggy's been sick for the last month and a half.
He has been.
I have been.
Froggy, have you gone to the doctor
yet? Was that a shot or were you like
sick? No, that's just, you've been
I have been sick for a while.
You've been sick for a long time.
I have.
Have you gone to a doctor yet?
Well, I have, but here's the problem. When I get sick, this is why it's never good for me to get sick, because it takes me a long time to get well. My immune system sucks from all the shit I got wrong with me. So when I get sick, it takes me a really long time to get well. So that's why I try so hard not to get sick.
Yeah. Remember when you had the flu that one Christmas?
Yes.
You had the flu. You must have had the flu over a month.
Right.
It was insane.
Yeah. I when I get sick, I'm fucked. And so right now, I'm sick. Yeah. I've been this way. I think I'm on day 14 now. This is the way it is. Sheesh. I'll sound this way next week. And then I think by week 4, I'll be feeling better. This is the way
I'm still stopped. Okay. I've been stopped up for a century as well.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I get sick, then it activates my asthma. So then I have to carry my inhaler around all the time.
Scotty might need that in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't think
Scotty's got that too.
Can't breathe.
This is just a sad conversation. Yeah.
But you know how many other people are feeling this right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's everywhere. The doctor's office when we went in and like, you know, I had 3 COVID tests because I was like paranoid, and they said there is a upper respiratory thing everywhere. It's insane.
Well, this has been a lot of fun talking about sickness and
wash your hands.
Yes,
look
wash
at Froggy.
Your hands.
Froggy's so bored he's playing jump rope.
I'm just tired of being sick. Like I really am tired of being like every morning I talk to Gandhi right when we start recording her news. I talk to Elvis on the phone, I talk to Gandhi. And Gandhi's like, how are you feeling? And I feel like an asshole. Every day I'm like, no better. One day I want to go, Gandhi, I feel better today. It's just, but I don't.
You will
eventually.
All right, we can't take more sickness talk. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Goodbye. Stay healthy.
Yes.
Please.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.